Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
So weekend here, it's getting a little warmer out. Tell us a little bit about the splash pads that have opened up Memorial Day weekend.
We opened 10 splash pads over Memorial Day weekend. Glad to see families out enjoying the opportunity to cool off in the splash pads. They will be open through Labor Day.
Now I know the lifeguard recruitment efforts have been extensive with the city. Tell us, you know, do we have an adequate staffing for these splash pads and eventually the outdoor pools?
So I'm happy to report that outdoor pools will be open this summer in the city of Buffalo. We have been extensively recruiting and training lifeguards for the last year and a half, 2 years. We do have a good complement of lifeguards, but we continue to recruit. We continue to train, but the good news is that pools will be open in the city of Buffalo this year. We're trying to get to a number of lifeguards to be able to open all of the pools.
What is that number looking like, ballpark?
To open all of the pools,
yes.
We will need to get to about 80 lifeguards to open all of the pools. We're not quite there yet, but we will be able to open a good number of the city pools.
How great is it to go from 2 years of not being able to have them open to being at a point where you're at least going to get some of them open during the summer?
You know, we're very pleased by it. We thank members of the community that reached out. Young people that came forward and got trained. So we had to really work with the community. The pandemic created a lifeguard shortage, not only in Buffalo, but across Western New York, across the nation. And so this is a success story where we were able to work with many organizations and young people in the community to get lifeguards trained, recruited, and hired.
For those looking to still potentially become a lifeguard, how can they go about doing that?
They can reach out to Buffalo PAL, they can reach out to Buffalo Parks, or they can reach out to the mayor's office. But anyone who would like to be a lifeguard in the city of Buffalo, particularly those who are living in the city of Buffalo, we want to hear from you.
One last question. With this heat that you guys have the splash pads open, and did you see a lot of people using them this weekend?
Really important in this heat to have the splash pads open. There were a good number of people that came out, used the splash pads. We assume that splash pad use is going to be very high this summer. It's supposed to be a hot summer in the city. Why it is also so important that we're able to open pools again this summer after not being able to open them for 2 years due to the pandemic.
Mayor, I know you can't speak to a migrant update, but has the state reached out at all? Has the county reached out at all as to, you know, plans? And is there going to be something expected to be talked about with the state and the county?
I did get an update from the state this morning. At this point, still no plans that I know of for migrants to come to the city of Buffalo. We are a welcoming community, and we've indicated to all entities, New York City, Erie County, New York State, the federal government, that if migrants are going to come here, that communication is critically important so that the city and refugee resettlement agencies, our resettlement agencies, can appropriately plan.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.